It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
We're just talking about intros that we can come up with for your anxiety segment.
Yeah. We're spitballing ideas. I liked your one.
What, the prisoner of anxiety? Or?
Yeah. Prisoner of anxiety. And then you're like, yeah, because, you know, you've got anxiety. I'm like, that's severe anxiety to you. Thank you very much.
Not to be laughed at.
I hold that badge with pride.
Joked about.
No, yes. It's good. You know when it's like, you know when you're a kid and they're testing your eyes and then they come back, they're like, you got perfect vision. There's a bit of you that's a bit upset. But if they come back to you and they're like, your vision is real bad, you're almost like, cool.
Yeah, like proud.
Yeah, that's why when they're like, you don't just have anxiety, you've got severe anxiety. Yeah. I was like, thank you.
Thank you.
It's my superpower.
Don't do anything in half.
No. Yeah. I go hammer and tong as far as anxiety is concerned.
I'll overthink all the way. Don't you worry about that.
So anyway, yeah. I went to Mona last
week.
Did
you go to Mona? Oh, wait, yeah, because you asked me. Have you heard of Mona?
Yes, I didn't.
Mate. Everybody in Australia's been to Mona.
I didn't ask you that, but you just went at the jugular. I'm like, so hey, you know, have you been to Mona yet?
Yeah.
And you're just like, damn, like everyone's been there. I'm like, all right. Settle.
I just love it because everybody who goes to Mona then comes back from Mona and is like, oh my God, have you heard about it?
No, that's Dark Mofo. And I haven't been there yet. That's a part of Mofo. Anyway, at Mona, there's a lot of great things to see and a lot of things that are really confronting as well. It's not your normal gallery if you haven't been before.
No.
It's like, you know, you go to the National Gallery of Victoria, great place, love it.
Yeah.
And they've got some really cool stuff on there at the moment. Mm-hmm. But generally, you know, you go in and you're like, wow, cool, that makes me think or whatever. But
Does NGV still have the water at the front running down
yeah,
the path?
Yeah, cool. Yeah, famous.
It's been a while.
You never forget the smell of that water, right?
Yeah, or the taste.
Yes, you're right.
I went there in primary school.
Same. And so, yeah, Mona's a bit different. You walk in there and sometimes you're like, oh, God, is this even legal to be looking at? Like there's some pretty full-on stuff in there.
It's edgy.
Edgy.
Edgy art.
So we're down, you go down the bottom and then you start at the bottom and then there's three levels and you walk your way up, right? So at the bottom, we're there in the first area and it's all dark. Like, you know, galleries are normally full of light and everything. This is really dark. And so I'm walking around and all of a sudden I just hear this microphone with a guy being like, thoughts, feelings.
Slam poetry,
yeah,
yes!
Like, no. It wasn't slam poetry.
Oh,
it's a guy. Damn, I've forgotten his name. This I always do this. Anyway, he's this real famous musician, Aussie musician. He's done everything.
Jimmy Barnes. John
His name's
Farnham.
Ben. Oh, God. Why didn't I get this up beforehand? I've had a
Mark Holden.
No. Anyway, his name's Ben something. And he's amazing. He's an amazing.
Ben Folds.
No. He's an amazing Aussie musician.
Ben Lee.
No. And he's done stuff with everyone, right?
Okay.
So anyway, the guy that owns Mona.
Ben from Silverchair.
No, shut up. Any more?
No, I'm right.
Anyway,
Ben.
Yeah. So his name is Ben.
Yeah.
And he's a really famous musician guy. And so the guy that owns Mona is like, hey, move your studio down to Mona and do your recording and stuff like that. And people can just watch it. He's got a full setup there.
So it's
like
the
a
creative.
Couch and everything.
Cool.
And he's not behind glass or anything. He's just there. So he's recording this stuff. Then over all the weird words, he starts recording like a beat. And it was awesome. It was epic. You can sit down and watch him. Really cool, right?
I don't want to see you take, and this is my problem with Ed Sheeran, I don't want to see you take 12 minutes to start
you
a song, mate.
You don't have to.
Because you're looping everything. You're tapping your guitar and then and then you're like strumming your guitar.
You don't have to. That's the beauty of it. You can come in and see anything, right? Speaking for the guy that takes 6 minutes to tell a story. Can talk.
Okay,
I am the same. That's why. Yeah, I did get you. The feels. Anyway, the reason that I was thinking, right, when I started hearing these words, these random words like thoughts, feelings. I was like, oh, God, we're in an art space here, right? What happens? This is my feeling. And I pulled up Jimmy and I'm like, what happens if I like have a heart attack and fall over? No one's going to come help me because they're going to be thinking that it's performance art.
Yeah.
So every time I'm in a gallery, I'm really on edge because I think, don't let this be the time you fall over, Lauren. Don't let this be the time that you just have, you know, a panic attack and you're in the corner because no one will come and help you because they'll just think, Well, Dutch. So believable.
Trips over a velvet rope, breaks her leg, is screaming in agony, and everyone's just like, oh, good. I really feel the passion.
Yeah. I was there for that performance art.
Man, you are totally overthinking that one. That is absolutely anxiety.
Okay.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
We're sitting on 15 degrees at Labuan Square right now. 36 will be the top for us today.
I still don't believe that you don't have a list of random suburbs and places locally here. Because you just throw them out like that, Labuan Square.
I think it's, I mean, it's...
just bang.
A lot of it is places that I've been the day before.
Oh, okay.
My journey's around town. And sometimes it's places I've been arrested. So... tend to stick out in the mind. I don't know why.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggie.
Tom and Log
on K-Rock.
Thought of a name for you as well.
The Bowser Wowser isn't...
No, I think I like the Bowser, but Bowser Baron.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Are you liking that?
Yeah, I like... I've always wanted to be a Baron. Yeah. I thought I was going to be a tinned pineapple Baron, a post-apocalyptic tinned pineapple Baron, but that's a story for another day.
Yeah, yep. I remember that.
It's a stockpile.
No, we get it.
Okay. So we're at the petrol station and apparently there's a feature in your car and I've not been able to go out to my car and check because I actually park in Warren Ponds and walk to the station every morning.
Oh, you get a park, do you?
Moorabool
Street.
Oh, that's
nice.
So a man has revealed online a surprise find on his car that he discovered whilst refueling. American driver... It's a very vague term.
What?
American driver Justin from Indiana posted on TikTok a video titled, "How Did I Not Know This?" And I was going to play the video to you, but it's literally him going, 38 years on this earth and I just learned this.
Okay.
And that you don't actually see because it's audio. He showed that he only just realized his car has a handy slot to hold the fuel cap when it's opened to refuel. So you pop your fuel tank lid there, yeah. And then you've got the turny lid.
Yes.
Right, and it's usually on a little stringy thing.
Yeah.
Right, and so when you take it out, it kind of just dangles down the side of your car. Have you ever thought about whether the petrol's touching your paintwork, that kind of thing?
Oh, my God, that is so me.
Yeah, right.
I always try and wipe it off.
Worry no longer. Because what you can do, apparently, with most cars is you can latch it to the inside of the swingy door.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that not news to you?
No. I've got that. And mine's not on a little tag either. It's just, but there's a little spot for it in the door. So is that not known?
You unscrew yours and then you just.
Yeah.
You don't put it on the roof of your car. You don't put it on the bows.
No.
You just.
Just put it on the little door there.
And it just hangs there.
Yeah.
On the
maybe it's not all cars. Maybe it's
no, it's not. Apparently
do you know
it's
what?
Not.
It's probably not all cars because I don't remember having it in the old Mazda.
Well, they reckon it's a lot of new cars don't have it, that it's more of an older car thing. But, I mean, your car, though, your fuel cab, it has, like, it's vajazzled, isn't it? It's got,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, it does. I decided to make it personalised.
Diamantes on it.
Yeah, that's
stuff.
Me. And a little Playboy bunny made out of diamonds.
Tom and Loggie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
I want to talk about anonymous notes from or to the neighbours. A man in Texas has got on Reddit. His neighbours have left him not one but two very annoyed post-it notes.
Mm-hmm.
It's one message across to it. It says, next time you leave your dog locked in a room while you're gone, we're calling animal control. You're peed off annoyed neighbours. Like that's how they signed it. You're peed off annoyed neighbours. And they put that's the bit that goes on the second post-it note.
Oh, so they felt that they really need to know where this is coming from.
Yeah, maybe if it's just next time you leave your dog locked in a room while you're gone, we're calling animal control, they felt like it didn't convey the tone.
Yeah.
How annoyed they were.
Or who they were.
Well, but the next bit doesn't either. It's just one of your neighbours.
Yeah.
I revealed that I am planning on leaving an anonymous note once we move out because I'm that non-confrontational with our neighbour over the back fence because he's just a nightmare. So I'm going to just pop that in his and say, hey, like, and I'm not going to be, oh, it depends what mood I'm in.
Oh, yep.
For now, I'm not going to be super aggro about it. I'm just going to be like, hey, man, It really sucks when you're on the angle grinder at 9 o'clock at night.
On a Wednesday.
Yeah, even though it's daylight savings, you know, it's still 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
So maybe try and be a bit more considerate of your next neighbours.
Mm.
But it happens.
Leaving notes, anonymous. Receiving notes. Mm. We've got Brendan in Kerr Lewis. Brendan, have you been the note sender or the note receiver?
I was the note receiver.
Who from?
So it came from the council, unknown to myself. Once I had asked the children to do their weekly chores of cleaning up the dog poo from the backyard, I didn't actually pay any attention to where the poo was ending up. So, and apparently it was going over the back fence into the garden reserve behind our house.
Amazing.
And then I came home one day and there was a letter in the mail. It was very nicely written and it said, to whom it may concern, not sure if you're responsible, but it's hard enough for us to clean the back gardens and do the gardening without having dog poo all through the garden bed. If this is you, can you please stop?
Amazing.
So I asked the children, and yes, they couldn't produce where the poo had been going, except over the back fence.
Yeah.
It's like, really? Duh, doesn't everyone just fling it over the back fence?
Mate, I want to fling it over my back fence. That's amazing that they pinned you for it too, because it couldn't just be people walking past and just always pooping in that same spot, or having their dog always poop in that same spot. That's a great one. That it went all the way to the council. Matt, you're in St. Albans Park. Were you the note leaver or the note receiver?
I was the note leaver to start with.
Yeah.
We just moved in there and then I got my wrench with the note back, so they brought a dog and it started barking itself.
Right, hang on. So you moved in and your dog was barking and they left you a note first?
Yep, and then probably it would have been about 3 months later they got themselves a dog. And would bark all night.
Okay. Oh, okay. And then, so what was the tone of the note to you? Was it friendly? Was it sort of peed off neighbours style?
Yeah, it was peed off. They first started saying, oh, we know you've just moved in, your dogs might be trying to settle in and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And basically, oh, can you sort out your dog barking or we'll have to try and sort it out ourselves?
What does that mean?
Well, that's just a bloody threat, isn't it?
That leaves it wide open for all of the thoughts and everything.
Mm. Yeah.
But basically I had to go at me because I had my dogs on runs, which stretched the length of the yard. And just because we both worked during the day.
Sure.
And that's what works for you guys.
Tell me, when they had a dog and you're lying in bed and you hear it start barking the first time, geez, that would have been a double-edged sword for you, because it would have been wild about the dog barking, but you would have been like, got ya! Oh, here we go!
Yeah.
Where's me pen?
That was exactly it. I was like, finally, I can have a little word back.
Yeah. So. So good. Beck in Leopold, are you the note leaver or the receiver?
One of my patients was the note receiver.
Okay.
So my patient had been a farmer since forever and had never had a neighbour or a partner to hear him.
Sure.
And so when he retired, he bought a nice condo on the beach in Altona. Mm. And not long after moving in, received a note to tell him that he snores so loud, he keeps his neighbours awake.
Oh.
And they hear him stop breathing and they're worried for his health.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay, so that's a bit of a weird one, because it's like at the start, it's like, shut up, we can hear you. But at the end, it's like, we care.
Yeah.
We're worried that you've got sleep apnea or something.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful touch. And also not a great indication of what you get for your buck in Altona.
Yeah.